What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 96. This is Drab.
And this is Matt Valdez. This is Matt Valdez.
We had a great, great show today.
You know, today's show was fun, wasn't it?
It was.
Just got a little, just enough off the rails.
How did today's show go so swimmingly?
Like, I don't know.
Like, what was it?
You know what made me so happy?
What's that?
Is the fact that Washington Commander's name talk got bumped.
Got bumped for shtick?
Got bumped for shtick,
yes. It really did. It got bumped for the window segment, yeah. Which we'll get all into. There was supposed to be a comeback to Washington Commander segments. And it's got me thinking about these. Like, you know, we do a lot of sports. And we have to do a lot of sports.
Correct.
On the show. But seeing how loose the guys were today.
Yeah. You know, they were loosey-goosey.
And the show was about 50% sports today. And that includes, like, Junkies Blitz and Hit the Skins,
yeah, yeah,
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It just, there wasn't a ton of sports. To me, that's the perfect moderation of
the perfect meal, the, yeah, perfect recipe of Junkies. How do you get your best Junkie souffle?
50-50, a little bit of everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, look, the guys got to be into the non-sports segment.
That's true. If they're not into what they're talking about in terms of non-sports, it doesn't go that far.
So,
it doesn't progress. That's when it turns into the, hey, did you see?
Yeah. So we have noticed and we are desperately trying to avoid the "Hey, did you see?" segment, and ever since we pointed it out to you guys notice it every time it happens now too. And I actually think that one of the best segments of the day was the $5,000 found the bag segment. That is like the perfect segment for me, where we can stay kind of, not a perfect segment, but we stay on topic of a non-sport segment, and the guys are all chiming in on it and giving their opinions and what they would do. And then it fills up the entire segment. It doesn't turn into the crime.
It wasn't going through the police blotter. It was, what would you do if you found the $5,000?
Yeah.
Has it happened to anyone before? What are some other places you would find stuff? Stuff like that.
So
I agree. I agree. I was very worried. I was worried that it was going to go through a Daily Mail scroll.
Let's look at today's non-sports topics. We had the $5,000. What do we do first segment?
First segment, they talked about the hurricane and then the Nebraska volleyball.
All right,
and then Eric didn't know where Nebraska was. Apparently, I didn't either.
Yeah, that was embarrassing for you.
What do you mean?
You've actually said a couple embarrassing geography things recently.
What do you mean?
You said that Nebraska was south of Illinois. In fact, I think you said two states south of Illinois.
Okay.
That was a head scratcher for someone who's supposed to be as intuitive as you.
All right.
And supposed to be a learned man.
I am very learned.
That was
very
EB-ish.
Not even knowing where it is on the map is very EB-ish. I was I got Kansas and Nebraska mixed up on my map.
I would very, very generously, like, grading you on a curve that you would need an Italian sports car to drive on to give you Kansas is south of Illinois. It's kind of southwest.
I redeemed myself with Mimmel.
What is Mimmel?
See, you don't even know what Mimmel is.
No, Mimmel is something that I brought up.
No, it's not. I brought up Mimmel.
Oh, the guy.
Yes, there's a shape that the Mississippi River creates throughout the country, and his name's Mimmel, and it's an acronym for all of the states the Mississippi touches.
Okay. Your other embarrassing geography thing was what you just said to me a few minutes ago.
What?
When we were talking about the Loch Ness Monster, and you go, isn't Loch Ness the same size as Lake Michigan?
Okay.
And I sat here stunned, like I'm having a conversation with a child. I don't know a lot about Scotland. I know they don't have one of the largest lakes in the world in their backyard. And then I looked it up, and Loch Ness is 21 square miles.
It's not very big.
Lake Michigan is 22,000 square miles.
All right.
You're just a tad off.
All right.
It's basically a pond.
I don't know my
it's basically
European,
a pond.
I don't know my European lakes, so sue me.
Okay. Well, I see you're a little bit off. The geography buff crown is firmly on my head.
I didn't say I was a geography buff. Did I say I was a geography buff?
Well, you should just stay in your lane.
Where is my lane?
Your lane is...
Yeah, well, tell me my lane. I can't wait to hear this.
Your lane is... I for some reason, your vocabulary...
Okay.
I'm always asking how you spell things.
Yes, you do.
I will give you... And I give math. I would say you're the math guy on the Junkies.
I am far from a math.
No, no, on the Junkies.
That's not saying much. That's like saying I'm the tallest man in dwarf school.
Okay, but for the Junkies, you are definitely the vocabulary guy, and I will give you the math guy.
that sounds like a lot of guys right there.
I'm only the.
What guy are you, Drew?
I'm the geography buff.
You're the geography buff.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Cakes is probably second. And then it's a steep cliff that everyone else would fall under after that.
You know why it's so embarrassing? I minored in geography.
Did you really?
Yes. It wasn't on purpose. It was on happenstance, because you had to take these certain higher level electives for a journalism degree.
And you took so many phony
geography classes. Mm-hmm. Because my brother told me about Easy Eeny. And I've told you about Easy Eeny before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I've taken so many of his classes that they awarded me a minor in geography.
Do you prefer to call it history or social studies?
Social studies.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of calling it social studies. I guess that's rather elementary, what you would...
Because you can learn about things that are going on currently, and that's not necessarily history.
For me, all that was kind of lumped together. Geography,
yes,
social studies, history, it's all the same.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah. Again, finalist at my school... No, sorry. Finalist in my classroom for geography B.
What grade was this?
Sixth grade. 30 kids. I think I finished third.
I told you, didn't I tell you I was in fifth grade, fourth or fifth grade, and I had like a C in my social studies class.
Yeah.
And we're learning about the United States of America. And on the final exam, you had to write in every single state on the map. Okay.
Easy.
All right. But you got
blank map.
What? Blank map. And then you got extra credit if you listed the capital of the state.
Okay.
All right.
That's such a rudimentary.
All right. And I was doing so poorly that my parents made me memorize all 50 capitals so that I could ace my final exam. And then move my grade from a C to an A.
You can't move from a C to an A on a final.
I did.
So you
maybe I impressed Mrs. Hunter so much by naming all 50 that she gave me an A.
Meg, congratulations.
That's why
that's a movement.
Ask me right now a capital and I'll tell you.
South Dakota.
Bismarck.
North Dakota.
St. Pierre.
I think it's just Pierre.
Pierre, whatever. Whatever. Okay. That was also fifth grade. Give me a break.
All right, I'll give you one more. Oregon.
That is Salem, Oregon.
All right.
Look at your I didn't ignore the West Coast.
No, it's not if you got 100%, you move from a C to an A.
Okay.
So today's show, I thought, was great. That's the show that we
That's the show we strive for. That is that's our perfect game. That's our no-hitter right there.
I don't know if it was a no-hitter, but it was definitely a quality start.
It was a complete game shutout.
It was eight innings, one earned run. Like a just Garrett Cole, you're just mowing guys down. Like just an ace. That was an ace performance.
All right. Definitely.
And all the guys were in on it. I mean, let's think. What are some of the things we talked about today? We talked about the $5,000. We've talked about the woman in the window next door. We talked about Jonan on Frederick. We talked about Chick-fil-A.
We talked about dining inside of a fast food establishment.
Some really quality non-sport segments.
Yeah. What's also great is like when you get people all rowdy.
Yeah.
And you say something that like provokes some sort of, you know, anger, and you provoke some sort of, you know, feelings inside, and you're kind of like it's almost like Eric was workshopping a bit, and I could feel it inside when he's doing the people in Frederick are ugly. I could sense what he was doing, and that's why I was trying to egg him on. I was like, well, give me your top five or top three ugliest cities in Maryland, you know, that you've visited. Because I could see what he was getting at, and I was just trying to like push him to make him go over the top, not just say it, but like have some sort of conviction and have some sort of reasoning behind it.
You know what the biggest surprise?
Build a comedy pyramid on ugly people.
You were starting it, yeah. You know what the biggest surprise about today's show was? That it all started from Open Line Thursday.
What do you mean? Explain.
The caller who started.
Tree?
No, not Tree. We also joned on Tree for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that was very funny, too.
Yeah.
No, the caller called in randomly, the guy from Frederick, and said, hey,
why do you keep joning on my...
Yeah, my town.
Yeah.
And he said, I've been meaning to call in for a little bit, and I'm just waiting for Open Line Thursday.
And usually,
a lot of the times, Open Line Thursday is not the ideal show for us because the guys just... Say, call in, what do you got for us? And then they're not thinking about what they can create for the show. They want people to create for them.
Uh-huh.
But you know what?
It worked. Everything
worked out today. And it was only that one caller. There weren't too many callers. Like, I love that. We'll mix in some guys.
Yeah.
We'll miss and then
you,
like
also,
Tree. Or,
you know what it is? I think the caller hit on an untapped resource, and that's Eric's like disdain of Laurel. You know what I mean? Like his hatred for, you know, just not hatred, just the punching down on Laurel.
Can I tell you, it was also
he found something. It was almost like he was that comedy pyramid was untapped. It was unmined until the caller finally hit on it.
I'm also going to have, you're going to have to get out the back patty machine for me. All right. It was also grade A call screening by Drag.
All right. Why is that?
Because I knew that this had potential, but he hadn't thought it all the way through. And I said, look, you can get on the, you know, he was just going to say like, hey,
stop messing with my town.
But I could tell he had potential. Yeah. And so I said, look, man, you got to have some Jones ready. First of all, get your Jones ready. Uh-huh.
Did you feed him some?
No, I didn't feed him any lines. Those were all his because he said he had a problem with the teeth thing.
Yeah.
I said, all right, get your Jones ready. But I said, also, you need to sell Frederick when you get on the show. You need to tell the guys what's great about.
Okay.
You know,
the downtown breweries, flying dogs.
And
there.
He kept going to like, he kept saying hikey, you know, all this stuff, which led him to more Joning by EDV. Yeah. You keep saying trails.
Eric has, you might have been the line of 2023.
Who was?
When he said, if you say trails, I think you're ugly. If you say your city has trails, that means you're ugly.
I don't know why, but it
made me laugh.
It was very, very good. All right, let's get into one of the big segments of the day, Valdez, and that is the I guess you could say the women in the window across the way here.
Yes, it's very Shia LaBeouf Disturbia.
You keep mentioning Disturbia. That movie really made an impression on you, didn't it?
Well, I wanted to do Rear Window, but how many people remember the Christopher Reeves? Wasn't there another one, Rear Window, with
Johnny Depp? Wasn't Johnny Depp?
No, I'm talking about old.
What's the Johnny Depp window movie?
I don't. Oh, is this when he's the writer?
Yes. Is that Rear Window?
It might be. It's all a rear.
Secret Window. Okay. All right.
Who was the original?
In Rear Window?
Yeah. It's James. What's his name?
James. 1954. James Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Grace
Stewart.
Kelly.
Yes. That's a classic.
I've never seen it.
See, no one would understand the James Stewart Rear Window.
Oh, Disturbia is a remake.
Yes, that's why I kept saying that.
Okay. Well, first of all, how many people in this room have seen Disturbia outside of me and you?
I don't know. I think Disturbia slaps with people in their 30s and 40s.
I'm a fan of Disturbia.
Of course you are.
I went to a date with a girl back in 2006 or 2007, whenever it came out, through Disturbia. I remember very fondly.
Yeah, I bet. But it was basically today was a grand slam day for us.
Can I tell you why this segment of the women in the window is so, because you called your shot. But what's interesting is that you didn't even call your shot about this building. When you started talking about the dream of watching people get ready in the morning and undressing in the window, it was the building that we've mentioned. What is it? One Hill South or One Tree
One,
South?
Yeah, One Tree building, Hill, we call it.
That building is easily over 100 yards away.
Yeah.
That's when you were talking about getting your binoculars out. And look, and we can still see that building through the alleyway. But in the last year,
the development of the area has gotten so crazy that there's buildings basically on top of buildings, having one 20 yards away. Yeah, right next to our window.
First off, your yardage was way off today on this show.
I can't be a caddy.
It actually annoyed me that you were telling people that the window was 40 yards away when we could almost spit on this building. It's so close. So we are on the second floor here. And
yeah, explain to people.
And I'm sitting in Bish's seat right now. He's got a great view too.
Yeah,
maybe better than ours.
Yeah, explain to people what transpired.
So we're
on
the second floor. I think that floor that we're looking through right now,
it's probably the third or fourth.
I think it's the third floor because a lot of our view, we can't see.
It's obstructed by like some sort of outdoor area.
Well, we can't really see below their knees,
mm-hmm.
But it is a giant window.
Yeah. I mean, this thing is like a floor to ceiling window.
I can see all the way down their hallway right now.
Yeah.
I can see all their recess lighting. It looks like I can see their front door of their apartment. Like I can look all the way through their apartment and see the front door on the complete opposite side.
So do you think this building just basically got filled within the last couple months?
I don't because it is popping off.
Because the action at this building really hadn't started taking off till this year, I feel like. There's people walking their dogs in and out of it. But we just looked over and people are getting ready in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. That is the prime time mm-hmm. of activity in that apartment, that particular apartment room.
She's a 7 a.m. girl. We were doing this during.
I thought Dave Richard was.
No, I think you and I first noticed it. It continued. She was getting
She was drinking that smoothie for so long.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we can see her scooping the spices or whatever she's doing.
I watch her put her protein powder in there.
Yeah, her protein powder spices. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
She has low cabinets.
She's got the lowest cabinets in the world.
You know what?
She's constantly bending over.
I kind of want to go over there and reorganize her kitchen because too many essentials are too low to the ground. It's tilting me. She's bending over nonstop. It's bad for her back.
Yeah, really bad for her back. But this is, so it's basically the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But also we're not trying to be as creepy as Eric about it. Eric was nonstop creepy when it came to this woman and her life.
He was like, put up a sign that says show us your jugs.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I mean, you're way inappropriate.
Yeah, this is what Eric doesn't understand, is that if we do that, This whole flirtation bit, this whole seduction thing, it's over. She knows what she's doing, and she knows that we can see. Would you agree with that?
I disagree with you a little bit.
Okay, tell me what you disagree.
You've advanced too far in this porno scene. So
I'm
telling you, if this is like an 45-minute porno, you're already like 17 minutes in, okay?
I don't think so.
You're like ready for the sex.
No, no, no.
This is just the very beginning process. What I'm saying is you think already she's bending over on purpose in front of the window.
I've never seen anyone bend over so much in my life.
She's got poor cabinet space.
All right, then explain to me why her butt cheeks are against the window while she's on her phone.
She has recognized the broadcast studio over here. She knows that something's going on over here. It's like the Today Show, right?
You know what also is that she didn't realize that she thought she was like an early riser. Mm-hmm. All right. Like at 7 o'clock getting over.
We smoked her.
Yeah, that we smoked her. We had our lights on. We're rocking and rolling next door already by the time she's up.
I don't want to be creepy EB. I don't want to be peeking through a curtain at some girl getting dressed in the morning and her not know we're there. Like, to me, that's uncomfortable. I'm not a peeping Tom.
No, we don't want to be looking at her unknowingly. I think that's why we agreed.
Like, let's turn on the lights. Let's light this baby up and let her know that we're in here. So she doesn't turn around one day and
then all of a sudden screaming like, oh my God, I can't believe I've been
these perverts in this window over here all staring at me.
Yeah, I've been chugging smoothies for a month.
She needs to know immediately that we're here.
Yeah.
Now it's her turn. Okay.
All right. Today,
the ball is in her court.
Yeah, today was our day. We
announced our presence to
her.
We
did announce our presence.
Turned on all the lights. Put the logos.
Put up an NBC sign right in our window. Drab. I've never seen Drab put a mic in front of his face so much today.
We positioned the mic so she could look through and see that we're some sort of broadcasters. I got the fan backdrop easily within sight for her, so she can maybe see the we're a radio station. And the ball is in her court. Now it's her turn to see if she wants to play games
with us.
All
right, let me ask you a question. Tomorrow, what would be a sign that she's playing ball, that she's playing along with us? Like what would she have to do tomorrow?
She would have to acknowledge us, but us catch her watching us. So she's been coy so far, and this is why I think you're wrong with, like, she's showing us her butt on purpose. She knows we're here, but she doesn't want to be looking at us yet. So she's sipping her coffee in front of the window, yeah. but turning her back to us so we don't make eye contact. She's not ready for eye contact. In the next few days, just like you call it your Britney Spears porno, she will stand at that window sipping her coffee or smoothie, whatever it is.
All right, so what? She's going to wave like Forrest Gump? Like,
right, no. Like we will notice her, and then we'll be the first ones to wave. After we see her staring at us, we will wave to her.
All right, okay.
First of all, I don't even know this girl's cute. We haven't seen her face. We've seen a side profile, and she hasn't been
straight on into the window.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she's not like staring out into the window. It's always been a side profile.
Or her back.
Or her backside.
Now, her plus is that she's not obese. She looks fit. She has nice hair. Nice brunette hair. She has nice hair from what I can tell.
Yeah.
So this is like your Britney porno. What will come next is we will see her sipping her coffee, staring at us.
Here's the thing is we can't just be staring out the window waiting for some sort of eye contact. It has to happen organically and naturally.
Well, I'm looking right out that window. Your
I know
back
that. By
is
the way,
it.
By the way, that's it's tilting
because
tilting
you
me.
Discovered her.
Yes, it's tilting me.
And I get all the free views.
Yeah, you get all the free looks, and you get all the communication. Because all that I'm telling you, what's going to happen is there's going to be eye contact, mm-hmm. and like she's gonna wave, and then Drab's going to go. Drab's going to get the wave back. He's going to put his hand up, and I'm gonna be like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "We just got the wave," and he's waving back, and he's first contact. It's like a rival. You're first contact with the extraterrestrial. I'm just
I discovered it with your back to her. You got to wait for my signal.
I know
you're turning around too much. You're gonna get busted.
Do you know what I like to think though? I like to think my jacked lats are pulling her in though.
100%. If she gets a good look at you, she might be intrigued. All right. So
have you noticed since we had contact with her today that we established contact that I was standing up a lot more?
I noticed that as well.
So I didn't look all slouched over with scoliosis.
I noticed. I was standing up a lot too, but that's just to get a better view.
Or to adjust my boner. One or the other.
No, I think this bit has potential as I'm looking into her window right now. She's at work.
Yeah, I was going to say it stops. Also, this also could be ruined because she's trying to do a cat and mouse game with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she knows that it's kind of pervy and it's kind of beneath her.
Mm-hmm.
And she has roommates and she doesn't want to get caught by her roommates playing a cat and mouse game, playing a seduction game with a studio across the hall.
Here, can I tell you what we need to do?
Please do.
We need to close these curtains in the junkie studio because we can't. There's the way this looks, she could look into the producer window or she could look into the big silly junkies window.
Yeah.
But this window has curtains. Let's close them. Shut the junkies out. So she's not distracted by the big silly. She could only see us.
Okay.
We just hog her for ourselves.
Yeah, all right.
Although, and Lurch may not notice for a few days that this window curtain's a lot lower than usual.
Yeah, we lower it an inch a day.
No, we'll just lower it so Lurch can't see, like, she can't see his head. She can't see the microphones.
Okay.
Right?
Do you think anyone notified her?
There's not enough information out there yet.
Okay. Do you think at some point someone will notify her?
Yes. Or she'll discover us. But I think
discovering us is what's best for us.
Well, not if she heard that segment. If she heard that segment, that's not good for us.
No, it could be kind of good.
Oh, for the ADs? All ADs are good ADs?
Yeah, all ADs are good ADs.
Tree sent me that. He told me that today after he got smashed for 10 minutes on the air about his body and how nubs he is.
He goes, stupid t-shirts.
Hey, I guess all plugs are good plugs, Drab. If you say so.
All right. So next step is contact.
Contact. We will wait for her contact.
Okay.
I think it's coming.
I think it'll be next week.
It might be.
If she makes contact with Michael Marr while I'm gone,
let's shut those blinds in the producer studio.
Please do.
We open and close them. We are the gatekeepers of this relationship.
How old do you think she is?
She looks like she's like 30 or something.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, I would say 30.
I mean, this is a pretty wealthy area, and most of the people who live down here.
Yeah, like a 21-year-old can't afford that.
No, they're like a lot of attorneys, or you can't be a Capitol Hill intern and have that unless you got loaded parents. But she does have roommates, so I don't know.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is it uncouth to bring my rangefinder in tomorrow?
I don't exactly know what you can see out of a rangefinder. Are they just binoculars?
Yeah, it's basically a one-eyed binocular.
But why do you need that?
So we can get a closer look.
I would say yes. You zooming in on her apartment is probably an invasion of privacy. You don't even need that. But I am curious for the yardage.
All right, we'll bring it in for the yardage.
I want to know exactly how far. Right.
All right, we can do that. And then we put it away immediately.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about amusing yourself in the shower.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of thoughts about what they said this week about that.
We want to talk about Valdez wants to take a pharmacy supplement.
Okay.
And he's curious about that. And EB wanting Boyz II Men and Morgan Wallen at the Super Bowl.
The headline, your Super Bowl in Vegas.
All right. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 96. Before we get into the second half of the show here, we got to say that today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports me, it supports Drabby, Bit Season, the mats behind the glass. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code, listen to this, Bit Season, one word, it has a new promo code, Bit Season. It's 10% off every order. We need to get some more sugar free right now. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Again, use the new promo code BITSEASON, one word, for 10% off all your orders.
Yep, and the reason why we changed the code was because Mike put that code on Amazon as well. So, and Amazon needs a longer code than just Bitty. So the new promo code is BITSEASON, 10% off every order.
Yep.
And Mike, we are out. We're out of sugar-free. We're out of the sugar one that's great for cocktails. We are out. We need a new shipment. Of
ASAP.
Even cakes is going in there every day now.
Yeah.
And you know drinking what? Them.
Well, we're going to the mill all the time. Why don't you swing by and we'll get a case so he doesn't have to send it via mail or
yeah,
drop
that's
it off.
No brainer. Mike, I'll come pick them up, or Valdez will.
Yeah, either
we're
one.
We're in Vienna. We're Vienna guys now. The cult of Vienna.
Yeah.
It's very alluring.
Trev might be in his second cult ever.
Yeah, I've been in enough cult for his lifetime.
Trev's telling me what Rogue Madison Road games we're going to see for baseball this
yep.
year.
All right, Valdez, what is going on? Why do you need to go? Tell the listeners why you need to go to the pharmacy. I'm a little intrigued by this.
Okay. I came in today. And I asked you if you had any advice or any dealings in the past with a product, an over the counter product known as a laxative. All right.
Yeah.
Because
what is going on with you? First off, my answer is no. I don't think I've ever, not once in my life, taken a laxative.
Because I've been sluggish all week. My tummy's been hurting all week.
Okay, well let's get into your diet. First off, Cork, let's listen to Valdez's diet. What is he? What has he been eating that he's all
he's got? He's got his notepad.
Cork's
up.
Our trainer, by the way.
I've been eating my same stuff as always. And you've seen me eat my breakfast of an avocado, quinoa, and egg.
Yeah.
All right.
But I've always claimed I see you eat healthy for breakfast, but who knows what you're doing the rest of the day.
I know. Everything else, let's see. I've had a salmon salad this week. I've had meatballs.
All easily digestibles.
Yes. Stuff I've always had in the past.
Okay.
But I've been having an issue where I haven't used the facilities in about 4 days.
You haven't dude-eated in 4 days.
Yeah.
That's quite a while.
That might be normal for drab out there, but that is... very unusual for me.
Is that, as you say, alarming?
Very alarming. I am a one time minimum a day.
You are very scheduled.
Three times max.
I see you in the stall.
10:30 every morning.
10 to 10:30 every day. You're in there. You and Denton Day.
Yeah.
Are the most scheduled.
We're the three musketeers. We're the three amigos.
Have you guys all ever been in there at the same time?
Oh, yeah. All the time, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
All for one, one for all.
So are you nervous about taking a laxative?
I'm very nervous. I've never taken one before. And the last thing I want to do is to take one and then all of a sudden be up all night on the toilet.
No, I don't think that's the way.
It makes me think of Dumb and Dumber.
I know. That's what everyone's experience with laxatives.
When Lloyd Christmas puts it in Harry's... Yeah, Harry's coffee.
Yeah. If you don't think that's not one of the funniest scenes in cinema history of when Harry is on the toilet in her bathroom.
Yes.
What's her name?
Samsonite.
Yeah.
Swanson. Mary Swanson.
Mary. Yeah. And then the funniest thing is when Harry thinks he's done. He finally, and then he goes, and then it all starts all over again. And his feet shoot off the ground.
I know, but that's why I'm so hesitant.
I know. Can I be honest? When I hear the word laxative, I think of that scene every time because I don't have my own experiences using laxative.
Neither do I. I've never had one in my life.
But I feel
like I'm so irregular right now that I need one, but I'm so scared.
I think there are different degrees. Like different levels.
Okay.
You can go and buy the X-Lax maximum strength liquid that I think will have you running to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's a colon blow. Like that will just clean you out all the way. But I think there are other ones. I mean, I know because I have bought them for my wife before. I need to explain because I've never used them. So I have bought them. She's going to be so bitter. Not often, but every once in a while. I've gone to Walgreens and I bought it,
I need some Ducalax.
Yeah, they say gentle relief or gentle overnight relief on them.
Okay,
so I think then it just gets the ball rolling.
Because I've been pounding Tums, and then I finally put two and two together.
Well, Tums aren't for. Aren't gonna
I know my stomach. I'm just saying. I didn't put two and two together until this morning when I said,
"Oh, you've been eating Tums because you're hurting."
Yeah, yeah, because my stomach's been funky and I've just been so tired and sluggish. I didn't know what the heck was going on, dude. I've been like falling asleep at 8 o'clock because you just
wiped out.
I'm wiped out, and I couldn't figure what is going on with me. And then I finally
just backed up.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Full of toxins.
I'm backed up.
Well. Okay.
So it's not like Dumb and Dumber.
Hey, first off, Tums are delicious.
They really are.
why do they make those so tasty?
You know what I look forward to?
If I see them sitting around, I'll just eat one.
They are tasty. The Tums and the dissolvable grape melatonins.
I'm not a melatonin guy, so I have to tell him before. I also kind of like Pepto-Bismol. It's got a nice taste to it as medicine.
When I was a kid, I used to love ear infections because I used to get amoxicillin, and that stuff is pink and it tastes like bubble gum.
Really?
Oh, it was delicious.
I think I've had it. I just can't really remember.
It was delicious. Like. I used to put my tongue in that little
lick the bowl.
I used to lick the bowl for that amoxicillin. It was so good. And then I got so bitter when I got older, and then I had to take the swallowable pills.
They don't make that for adults.
Yeah, it was when I was 14 years old, asking for the amoxicillin liquid.
Yeah,
they would look at you like you were an alien.
You know what you should do tonight around 7:30, right before Utah Florida starts. All right? I want you to take that hairy Dumb and Dumber X-Lax, all right?
Okay.
And then just go sit on the toilet with an iPad. Hey,
you know, if I was a content creator.
If I was
a content creator, all right, I would make everyone listen to this episode, and then I would Twitch stream. All right? I would Twitch stream myself after taking the laxative.
Yeah.
After chugging the laxative on the toilet.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great content.
It'd be like the NPC dude.
Hey, I gotta be. What do I do with my kids? Because I have girls, right. But am I supposed to? I get sized to laugh when they are tooting, right. And now they start to laugh.
So they think it's funny.
Now they start to think it's funny, but they're girls, and girls shouldn't be doing that.
No.
So I'm always a little conflicted, and if Sarah knew that I was doing that, she would not be sized.
Well, if I'm doing duty humor with my girls. Yeah, you gotta cut that out.
All right, am I supposed to raise them as proper girls?
Yes, right. Yes. Do you want your girls to be the ones that are you? Because everyone used to have that disgusting girl in school.
No, right? I don't want that.
You don't want them to be that.
I know, but you have to make light of some of this stuff. When I change their diapers, I always go, not always, but a lot of times they go, whoa. We always say, that's a big one. And then Blake will come over and want to look. There's like a curiosity.
Let me see how big it is.
They want to see. They're mute.
Shouldn't they be out of diapers?
We're starting that process now.
Yeah.
In fact, it was supposed to be this weekend, Labor Day weekend, the 3-day weekend. This weekend. She doesn't want to do it. So.
Exciting Labor Day for you.
Well, they say you need 3 days to take your kid to really make progress, and you just put them in underwear, and you don't put diapers on them, and you just let them go in their underwear for a couple of days,
and then they hate it. Then it feels so gross and
they
disgusting.
They hate the feeling of it, that they quickly learn that, oh, I got to sit on the potty. So, what does EB always hype up? The poo-poo party or something?
Yeah, poo party.
Yeah, poo-poo. You get like brownies and cupcakes.
That's so gross.
So, that is gross. Yeah. I don't know if we'll be doing that, but maybe some high fives or something like that.
Maybe tonight I'll live stream my poo party.
Okay, Valdez is going to have his own poo party. There was a topic earlier in this week that EB was...
Yeah, speaking of bathroom, this was jarring.
He was in disbelief. And I think you and I are simpatico on this.
We're on the same page.
And I trust the biddies. I think you guys are probably in the same boat. But EB,
it's such a when you talk about this, I just want to preface this. It is such an old man take. What? Like I just think like this
to do that?
Yeah, to do this.
I think that is a good call. We are so, us younger guys,
all right,
are so not moved by doing that, having personal time with ourselves.
Or with a significant other.
Or the significant other in the shower.
Yes.
Okay.
The most overrated thing in the world is shower sex.
Why is EB? EB was talking about, if I took my phone in the shower like Drab, EB couldn't believe that I don't watch porno while I'm in the shower.
Yeah, you're watching Netflix. You're not watching.
I'm like on
Spank Bang.
I'm on Reddit or fantasy football sites, stuff like I'm literally
you're getting stuff done.
Yeah, I do. That is when I do a lot of my fantasy baseball stuff. I wasn't lying. Okay, I like to do fantasy baseball in the steamy shower.
All right. Drab really says hit the showers. It doesn't seem to hit the shower.
But EB just has, it was, I don't know why that is, that he thinks, you know, that if you have a phone in the shower,
I'm gonna tell you
watching porno.
No, I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. It's not a phone in the shower, but it's an old man thinking. Okay. It's
pre-digital era.
No, it's the shower is your personal time. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just masturbate in the house with your family around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the shower is your space to go get that done. That's why he says that. At least that's what I think.
I have to tell you, now this I'm not graphic about this, but I have a core memory of listening to Loveline. Actually, I think it was on TV. It was Loveline on TV.
Yes, it used to be on like
MTV or something like that.
Oh, one of the God.
I was in high school.
Like Channel 54 or something.
Yeah, I was in high school and I have this, and I was just figuring out my body and I didn't know how, and I think I was doing that in the shower or like I would do it occasionally.
Yeah.
And this girl called up who had a male roommate.
All right.
Okay. And she wanted to get Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla's expertise on what she should do about her roommate because she was consistently finding his deposits of that in the shower.
Oh,
okay.
Number one, how's that possible?
I didn't know, right? Yeah. I didn't know because I was thinking, like, how do you see that?
Yeah.
Doesn't it go wash away? But I don't know.
Is he just, like, going into the...
He's just shooting it all over the place.
Yes, he's just shooting it in the shower.
I don't know how she notices that because it would blend in with the tile. I don't know.
Maybe the tile was like a blue.
I was scarred listening to that, thinking that if I ever did that in my house, my mommy would find that.
Mommy would find
that and it'd be like, you're disgusting.
Yes.
Don't ever do that again. So I was scarred and I never liked doing that in the shower from day one.
Your mom would find your deposit in the shower, but not your crusty tube sock underneath your bed.
Well, no, she might be more okay with that because it's not a shared space.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So I didn't want to get yelled at for doing that. And then my first response to EB this week was, I don't like to do that because it hurts.
Well, it does hurt.
And he looked at me, and all four of those old fogies looked at me like, what are you talking about? It hurts. And it was tough for me at the time to kind of explain.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to explain on air, but
why it doesn't feel good.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
All right, I want to hear your, because we haven't really talked about it. I want to hear your opinion on it.
It's twofold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number one, it's all lubrication based.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because if you're using just plain water as lubrication,
That's not going to work.
That doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. You're just basically skin on skin.
Yes.
And there's no natural lubrication
like
from
your.
Yeah, it's sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well rub it up against sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you're using Head and Shoulders,
right,
or Pert for your lubrication,
mm-hmm,
there is a possibility that. In your lather that you're working up, that some may seep into an orifice.
Right. Right. And it burns. It could burn.
And if that happens,
mm-hmm,
that burns.
Yeah, it just it hurts. And maybe I didn't like using, I mean, we've all done it before, but I just didn't, I'm just not fond of using that. If I do that task, I have a,
you have a special,
I don't like using my hand. I have a secondary blankie.
Yes. What do you mean? What do you mean you're not using your hand?
I don't know how to say this. How is it possible
to not use your hand?
I mean, I use my hand, but my hand is over a very thin fabric.
You're like a matador.
I don't use lotion or anything like that.
You have like a silk blanket that you
it's pretty silky.
You have a silk.
If I told you what was on, a throw blanket, like one of those cheap ones.
Yes, I know exactly what a throw blanket.
Yes, it's a Seahawks throw blanket. Yeah.
And then you make your own Beastquake on it.
I have my own, and then I wash it once a week or so. Well, not once a week. After a couple times I've used, then I'll wash it.
When it gets all crusty.
It gets all too crusty. So crusty where I think if the maid finds this, she's going to know what it's for. Yeah. So then I better wash it.
So do you hide it?
Or hide it in plain sight.
You didn't swaddle your children in it, did you?
No. I keep it under the guest bed. Why am I so embarrassed?
We talk about all kinds of weird things on this show.
I don't use lotion. I don't like using hand on hand contact.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You just started powerlifting.
Yeah,
the feeling of a callus is going to be sensational to you.
It's an improved feeling.
Yes,
My hands are starting to callus over or calic over. I don't know what the right word.
Callus.
They're becoming tough.
I feel like Paul Bunyan.
Before I had dove like hands like cakes. Now they're like a landscaper hands or something. They're very abrasive.
Yeah. Do you know why else you couldn't do the shower?
Why?
It's because it's no fun standing up to do that.
Yes. The positioning is weird. It's awkward. I don't like where it goes. I don't like any of it. I never, ever, very rarely do that in the shower.
Yeah. And the same thing with just so we're not perverted, shower sex is not good either.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I will do it to make my wife happy because it's more romantic.
Okay.
Women like the romance of it, something different. It's steamy.
So why not just foreplay in the shower, then take it to the bedroom.
I think it's all of the above. You can do all that stuff in there because then are you going to turn off the shower? She's all titillated and then dry off.
Yeah.
And then go into the bedroom. No.
Yeah. Then re shower after.
No.
I want it
to be over as quickly as possible.
Well, the lubrication of it.
Yeah. It's not great.
No, it's not.
It's not great. So I prefer no sexual activity whatsoever.
No.
EB was like a child,
yeah,
isn't he? He's like a 13-year-old
who
hasn't realized
we had the same. We had the same viewpoints about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he was giddy
like
about
hot tubs. Like that's what 16-year-olds think of.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, EB was like, ooh, doing that in the shower. I would do. I'm like, no. Any guy who's gone through puberty, most guys in this era realize that's not fun in the shower.
No, it's not. Hey, you, I remember you telling me that growing up you were the hot tub guy, right?
We had a hot tub.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have sex in your hot tub?
No, never, never. I've never had pool sex. I don't think I've had pool sex. No, I did have one time, but there was nothing special about it. Isn't there a movie that they talk about pool sex? Is it Clueless? There's a movie that it was that I was intrigued by pool sex. They talk about it.
It's not like Wild Things, is it?
It might be Clueless. Someone have to share have sex in the pool.
I don't think.
Or
you know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
I know. I've only seen it. I saw it a couple times. That movie, I think, came out in the mid 90s.
Yes, it did. But hot tub sex, overrated.
Why? Tell me why.
Because there's only really one position.
Sitting down, her on your lap?
Yes. And then it's just the waves it makes when you're mm-hmm. when you're in that position.
Right.
All right. The lack of lubrication. All right. I will say, sometimes it feels good when the jet hits your butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I will that is a good
but
part.
But you don't need a woman on your lap to
have that. No, I was going to say, I don't need
to have your prostate massage.
Yeah.
Hey,
can you imagine the waves that my hot tub would make with all of those rugby players bouncing up and down?
It'd be so much water spilling out over the top.
Yeah, it looked like a typhoon.
I have a fear of like doing too much activity in a hot tub because I have heard of women's hair getting stuck in the jets. So, and then drowning, like a terrifying thing. So I wanted all heads above water, like nobody messing around too much. What about, do you like the fact that my wife and I once had relations in a steam room?
I can get behind at
a resort.
Yes.
Was it rude and disgusting for the other patrons there? Absolutely. And if I found out somebody did that before me, I would be probably furious. But the moment got the best of us, and it was just us two in a steam room.
All right.
In Mexico.
How dehydrated were you after that?
Well, I don't want to get into details, but never mind. I can't say that. it was spur of the moment, right?
Yes.
And we didn't want any children at the time.
Okay.
So I had to go like somewhere.
All right.
So just use your imagination. You hear, bleep this out. Okay.
Okay.
Bleep this out. Where someone else had to sit. That's why I feel so bad about it. And then I walked out.
Yes. Yeah. Then you walked out all wobbly legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we? Good for you.
We call those whoopsie daisy legs.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
All right, so no alone time in the shower for us.
Yeah, I will say my shower/hot tub sex mm-hmm. is probably the right up there on my Mount Rushmore of overrated things of sex. That is.
What else is on the? Where else was overrated sex? Car sex.
Car sex, way overrated.
But nobody,
unless
wants to have car sex.
No,
you're just doing that out of necessity.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing hot about car sex.
You know what's never turned me on? Exhibition sex.
Like in front of, yeah.
No, like get caught.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no one wants to get caught.
When I was driving out here from Arizona with my girlfriend at the time, we were in Tennessee, and she was all turned on. And I'm like... And I was turned on too, right? Uh-huh. But we're in the car together and I can reach my hand over and fondle her and do that kind of stuff. But I got her so turned on that she made me pull over into like a grass field in the middle of Tennessee on a dirt road and okay. like against some wooden shack, literally in the middle of nowhere. We had sex, and she wanted to have sex. And I was so petrified the entire time
yes.
that I could barely go through the action because all I wanted was
all you could think about was
getting busted and getting arrested.
State trooper
yes.
putting a spotlight
that
on
doesn't
you.
Doesn't turn me on at all.
Doesn't at all. I would totally agree with
like
you.
Wanting to like the thrill, and she was the thrill of it was was getting her sized. And I just, no. So Mount Rushmore for me of overhead sex, roadside sex.
Well, also, I think I don't think I would do any kind of filming.
No. Well, yeah, I don't mind that.
Draft's got a sex tape.
No, I have had sex tapes. I've had sex tapes. Yeah,
I wouldn't want. I'm so narcissistic. I wouldn't want to go see my fat butt.
Well, usually performing. I'm the cameraman.
Oh, POV.
One time I did.
I would be down for POV.
One time I did set up the laptop. Like, she knew we were being filmed.
Oh, okay.
This is my girlfriend back in the day. This is like early video cameras on laptop.
Yeah, this is very...
I set it up on the chair.
Yeah. This is very road trip of you.
Yes. And then we were in my bedroom in South Riding, and we set it up on the chair, and we filmed ourselves on my laptop. This is when my girlfriend, she lived in Arizona. So when she went back home, I would have some footage to remember her by.
Yeah.
So that's what she liked about it.
Okay.
Do you remember that I told the story on the Junkies that on the way home from JP's wedding, when we are crossing the Bay Bridge from Ken Island, and my wife was so turned on by JP's wedding
She made you stop somewhere.
No, we didn't stop. I was driving and serviced.
On
the Bay Bridge.
I mean, talk about dangerous.
It was so dangerous.
And plus, wasn't it? It was at nighttime.
It was midnight.
Black.
It was pitch black.
Hey, were you on the Bay Bridge where you had two lanes going one way, then one lane going the other?
No, but
hey, that's but dangerous.
I can't remember if it started on the Bay Bridge. I think it did. But I just remember when we got over into Annapolis, right, from Ken Island, and it started right away because the Bay Bridge is close to Ken Island where
it is.
You can see it.
There's the Ken Island Bridge and then the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, maybe I'm a little confused. It was over 11 years ago, but somewhere shortly after we left.
Yeah, so where JP's wedding was, it's in Ken Island, and then there's a Ken Island Bridge where Red Eye's Dock Bar, Harris's Crab House is.
No,
That's called the Kenton Narrows Bridge.
Did I cross over the Bay Bridge?
Yes, eventually.
Then once we crossed over the Bay Bridge back in Annapolis.
Okay.
I just remember my young, early 20, she may not have been, my wife, she was 22. She was born 1990. JP got married in 2012.
Yeah.
Okay. With her butt up in the air. Right. And then there was a semi next to us.
Yeah.
But we couldn't see him. I couldn't see him.
He had the vantage point.
Yeah. I didn't realize he had a vantage point, like of my wife's booty up in the air. He was watching us. And then at the end, when we eventually drove by us.
As a
thank you. Yeah. He enjoyed the show.
Hey, you were being an exhibitionist.
I was an exhibitionist, but I didn't realize it at the time.
Who knew the America's largest suspension bridge got your wife so horny?
Well, you know what? It was a thank you to America's backbone. I mean, the truck drivers out there.
Yeah. Moving all that product.
Yeah, just doing my part.
Yeah.
All right. It was my thank you to him. And he got to enjoy the show.
Yeah. He said, hey, what if he rolled that window down and said, hey, where'd you get that lot lizard?
I think that's all my car/exhibitionist stories. I'd have to think about it some more, but what did you, we only got a couple minutes left here. What did you make of EB's Nubs halftime show?
Oh my God.
Could he have his finger less on the pulse of people? I will admit,
his pulse might as well be a graveyard.
I mean, Morgan Wallen, obviously extremely popular.
Yes, we're
Valdez is going to a show this weekend.
I am,
right?
On Saturday.
At FedEx, and I'm sure it will be sold out or close to it.
But even as a fan of his and a fan of country acts, I know that it's a niche genre of music. And now, when you do, does Eric not understand the Super Bowl halftime show is basically the upper echelon of pop entertainment? Like, country is not necessarily pop.
It's not. But all right, sell me on this. Could Morgan Wallen's music, Is it upbeat enough? Does he have some bangers?
Yeah, he has bangers.
That people would get psyched
for. Of course. Here's the thing. It would have to be a medley. Mm-hmm. Like, you would bring out Morgan and then also different country acts.
Could they have a country night?
Yeah, they could do
like,
a country
like
act.
A country. So you have Morgan Wallen. Yes. And then you have Garth Brooks come out there.
Yes.
A George Strait.
Yeah, but here's the thing is you need
one Alan Jackson.
But you need one more. You need a pop crossover.
Okay, what's some of those country pop crossover hits? Tim McGraw and Nelly.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, that's what you need.
All right, that's what you need. Yeah. Okay.
That's the crossover.
Is there a
you
more
need.
Current version of that duo?
Like,
does Zach Bryan have
any
I
know
hits?
Zach Bryan doesn't really have a crossover. I would have
Were
to
you saying something that Zach Bryan, I don't know anything about it. Is he like a manufactured star or something?
No, I said Zach Bryan is basically being groomed to be the next Morgan Wallen.
Oh, okay. So he is a true talent.
He's a true talent and everything, but I'm just saying he's like the next in line to be like the biggest.
Okay.
You know what I'm
Who
saying?
Who would you say are the three biggest country stars right now?
Right now?
Yes.
I would say Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Luke Combs. And I would
Luke
say
Combs is
Zach,
big
and Zach Bryan.
Zach
and
Bryan's then, that famous already.
Yes. He just put out a CD.
I will say
and
Luke.
Then the next one after that is going to be Tyler Childress.
No, those are just names that you're just naming off to flex muscles right now that you know country. I'm talking the three big. I'll give you Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan is huge right
He's
now.
He's that big?
He's big.
I couldn't tell you any of his songs. I know most people, you know, a lot of people do, where if you're, I will say
what
this.
What about Eric this. Church? Eric Church
Eric
is always
Church,
good.
Okay.
People I'll always know Eric Church.
Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart. Yeah. That is such a smash hit.
It is a smash. Smashola.
That song is fun to listen to.
He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy. Yeah.
He's doing FedEx.
He is.
Zach Bryan's doing.
Who's got a bigger fan base?
Who, Morgan or Luke?
Yeah. Or Jelly Roll. What about is Jelly Roll country?
Yeah, he's country. Yeah, Jelly Roll is not on that level yet.
Jelly Roll more famous in my world than Zach Bryan and Ray Childress
or whoever. Tyler Childress.
Tyler Childress.
Also,
because I keep seeing Jelly Roll on my Facebook's. Reels or whatever it is, like for some reason I'm in his feed, like for some reason they keep feeding me Jelly Roll. I don't follow him, but every video he posts I keep watching it. Jelly Roll in Walmart, finding his music algorithm, that's the word I was looking for. I'm in the Jelly Roll algorithm.
All right. See, hold on. I'm searching who would be good right now. Chris Stapleton, hot. Although
no,
he's for older people.
He's a little slow. Tennessee Whiskey, but slow.
But slow.
Good song, though. Good voice.
But those three are your three musketeers that are in the stall together pooping.
Like, yeah.
like me, Denton and
Chepe.
And Chepe.
All right. Hey guys, we'll try to follow up today's hot show with some more tantalizing topics tomorrow on the Friday. Keep it going. Roll it into Labor Day weekend.
Just let you know, we will give an update when there is an update with our Girl Next Door.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to watch that movie this weekend.
I haven't seen that movie in quite a while. It's an old classic.
That is a classic.
All right, guys. So have a great weekend. Hopefully we entertained you for an hour here, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.